Thank you, Ron, for reading our scripture lessons this morning. Have compassion for everyone you meet, even if they don't want it. What seems like bad manners, cynicism, or conceit is always a sign of things no eyes have seen or ears have heard. You don't know what wars are going on down where the spirit meets the bone. But ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. The small diner off Main Street was a staple of the town, with its hearty breakfasts and mouth-watering pastries neatly displayed in a case by the front door. People had been gathering there for 40 years, old friends, strangers, relatives. It was the place to settle in on a cold winter's morning for a sip of coffee and to catch up with friends. But the owner had a tough decision to make. She was forced to cut costs any way that she could and came to the difficult decision that she would have to let one of her waiters go. It was between two who had both started at roughly the same time. The first was a hard worker. He bussed tables, he was on time, and he did what was expected of him, and then he went home. However, he had the habit of doing things his way, regardless of those around him. Once, when a customer complained about a dish that was not to their preference, he told them to suck it up and be happy that they have something to eat. The second waiter the owner considered letting go was not as hard working. She had to be reminded multiple times to bus tables, to refill coffee cups. Truth be told, she enjoyed talking to everyone, the cooks, the customers, waving at babies and making faces. And that meant things didn't get done right away. But she'd get to it eventually. On a night around closing, a party of 15 came in at the last minute to celebrate a life event with food, which included pies and ice cream. And while her shift was ended, she decided to stay and help the kitchen any way she could. Now, if you were the owner, who would you keep and who would you let go? Is it the hard worker who does what's expected, or is it the one who connects with others, is willing to help, and really enjoys serving? Character matters. Good character matters. Character is living one's values and morals consistently, conscious of others around. Good character does not waver between what is right one day and right the next day, depending on whether it benefits them or not. Whether someone possesses good character, it means that they are dependable, trustworthy, someone who can be counted upon to show up with compassion and authentic. Character matters to God. While God's love for each person is without limit, there is a way of showing up, a character in which God delights in, a character that God can work through in the world. Isaiah here is very clear about God's work, and it is not about converting souls. It isn't about punching one's ticket to heaven. It's not about proper doctrine or believing the right things. Three times the word mishpat, justice, comes up. And not just for one's tribe or one's race or even one's nation, but all nations under God. Verse 3 says, "The servant will faithfully bring forth justice." Curious phrasing, to bring forth. Notice the servant is not bringing justice. Justice is not absent. It is already present. It is already in the neighborhood, in the courts, on the streets. But when the servant shows up in a specific way, God's justice is no longer hidden. It is brought forth. Any baker will tell you that yeast does not make bread rise, at least not on its own. If you throw yeast in with flour, sugar, oil, salt, and water, you aren't guaranteed that your bread is going to rise. It's not simply having the right ingredients, but a baker must use them in ways that are effective. They know that the water must be the perfect temperature to activate the yeast. Too cold or too hot, the yeast will not eat the sugars and thus not release the gases needed for the bread to rise. But that's not all. Along with the water temperature, a good baker has the wisdom to stir mindfully, careful not to overwork the dough. If you use too much muscle and you go to town on stirring and overwork the dough, the bread's structure will fall apart, resulting in flat, sour-tasting bread. For God's justice to rise to the nations, the servant must have the character of a baker. We hear it in this text from Isaiah of the servant called to bring forth justice, that they will not cry out or lift up their voice or make it heard in the street. They will not scorch the yeast or overwork the dough. They will not shout over others or drown out the voices of others. Now, this is not to say that there's not a season to grieve or a season to protest injustice. But to the work of bringing forth justice, it takes a calm character. In her commentary, Margaret Odell offers this with us, that perhaps the passive silence, the quelling of complaint of the servant, is to allow other voices, other perspectives to be heard and create space for new insights, perhaps even into the ways of God. In other words, there are times when there is so much noise and shouting that the radical first step toward a just world for all is to not shout louder, but to be quiet and listen. I have to admit that this one is hard for me. Perhaps I'm not alone in that. It's hard to see that Facebook post without saying something cutting back. It's difficult to hear someone's commentary on the latest news that is closed off to the honest suffering of other people, and I want to sling words like a stone. However, is that how God brings forth justice? Is that how we're being invited to bring forth justice? It's later in the book of Matthew. A disgruntled group of disciples are frustrated that they are going from house to house, sharing good news with their neighbors, but it's being met with hostility. Jesus doesn't teach them to shout louder through their windows, to let them have it, an eye for an eye. Jesus says, shake the dust off your sandals and move on. This takes character. To know when it's time to talk, when it's time to listen, and when it's time to move on. For us to bring about God's justice, we must let go and let God deal with others sometimes in God's time. Not to shout over, but to trust God enough that our witness in that moment was enough. And when it takes time to take the dirt off that interaction, take the dirt off that post, and just shake it off. Perhaps someone this morning, me, needs to hear that it may be time to shake some things off, to move on, and let God deal with others in God's time. But the servant in Isaiah will also show this character of compassion as they bring forth God's justice. A bruised reed, a piece of grass, they will not break. A dimly burning wick they will not extinguish. Violence will not bring forth justice. Just this week, Pope Leo condemned diplomacy based on force and a zeal for war. So what does the servant do that will compete with those who use violence to carry out injustice? With what force do they use to bring forth life-giving words and actions? In his infamous March on Washington speech in 1963, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. spoke from his Christian faith when he said, "Let us not seek to satisfy our thirst for freedom by drinking from the cup of bitterness and hatred. Again and again, we must rise to majestic heights of meeting physical force with soul force." Years later, civil rights leader and Senator John Lewis defined Reverend King's soul force as the ability to counter the forces of injustice with fearlessness, knowing that your soul is connected to the greatest force in the universe. He goes on to say that threats, violence, and aggression are simply tools that are used to make us doubt our capacity to overcome. A gentle and non-violent character delights God. God does not respond to crucifixion with more crucifixions, but God responds to crucifixion with resurrection. In Jesus, we see a servant who brings forth justice, who refuses to show a show of force, and instead brings a soul force, offering a way that actually leads to life. Jesus is baptized in this way, just as the servant of Isaiah, God's beloved, was baptized in this way, just like you and I were baptized in this way, in this faith, a relationship with a God that brings forth justice to all nations. As we witness today's injustices, almost too many to name, but let's start with this past week. Funding designed to lift and sustain the most vulnerable is cut or eliminated. Policies meant to terrorize the image of God from shining, depending on one's nationality, gender identity, gender expression, or sexual orientation. Acts of terror and violence against both immigrants, foreigners, and citizens. And this morning, we grieve Renee Good, a mother shot dead by an ICE agent in Minneapolis. Yet with Christ and this faith we have been baptized in, we remain called to bring forth justice, even in weeks like this and weeks to come. I'd like to share to end with this story. Once upon a time, there was a piece of iron that was very strong. It was believed to be unbreakable and impenetrable. It believed to be above the laws of physics. One after the other, the axe and the saw and the hammer and a flame tried to break it. The axe quickly blunted its edge. The teeth of the saw broke off. The hammer bounced off with no hope. Then the flame said, "Let me try." The others rightly laughed at it. What was a flame going to do that they couldn't do? But you see, the flame curled around the iron, embraced it, and never left. It was steady and true, showing good character and steadfastness. When the wind blew, it found a way to keep on burning. When others laughed, it kept on burning. When others dismissed it for being too weak, it kept on burning. Even when it seemed hopeless and it appeared it was going to be extinguished, the flame kept burning until it happened. And the iron, which believed itself to be impenetrable, melted under the consistent heat of the flame. The good news is that Jesus' life empowers us to walk with a Christ, with a character that can bring forth justice in a time of darkness. In the same way, he will not break or crush others, nor will Christ be broken or crushed. With soul force, a flame that continues to burn will shine and burn until God has established justice on this earth. So we are called to bring forth justice by listening. Bring forth justice by refusing to fight with violence. Bring forth justice with compassion, and you will not break or be crushed. Amen. Amen.